Hi, my name is Ian and I work as an SNA. I would like to introduce you to Michael, who's sitting here with me. Michael, can you tell everyone a bit about yourself, please?
Hi, my name is Michael. I am 17 years old and I am a transition year student in Timber Carrick School. I live in Greystones and I have Down syndrome.
Okay, so what's life like for you in school? Tell me about your favourite subjects.
I really enjoy podcasting with Mr. Wallace. And this is my first ever podcast recording. My other favourites are maths with Mr. Borden and French with Miss Dillon.
Ah, I know you like French. I've seen you use Duolingo. Can you say something in French for me, please?
Bonjour, Jim and Pierre, Michael Chilbeat on Greystones.
Excellent. Is there anything else you enjoy about being in school?
I enjoy being back in school after lockdown and it's great to see all my friends and teachers again.
Did you do your classes online during lockdown?
Yes, I did, but I prefer being back in school again.
Yeah, I know. I think everybody is enjoying being back in school. It's great to see so many different people again. What activities do you do outside of school time?
I am in Lakers and Bray and I am doing an online class with Down syndrome Ireland every Monday and Friday.
Oh, brilliant. Can you tell me a bit more about Lakers, please?
Lakers is a club and it is based in Bray. We have loads of members who take part in different activities and games. The staff are always there for the members. When we need help, we can always ask the staff volunteers questions.
Oh, brilliant. That sounds really good. So what do you do in Lakers?
Lots of things like cooking, athletics, and on Mondays we do drop-in.
You've told me about drop-in before. That's when you go in on a Monday night and cook dinner and have dinner together. That mustn't be happening during lockdown. So hopefully when things get better, you'll be able to do that. Can you tell me what sports you do in athletics? Because I know you've competed in Special Olympics Ireland and won a few medals. Can you tell me more about that?
I do running, softball, throw and basketball.
Oh, excellent. Can you tell me more about the Special Olympics? What medals have you won?
In Special Olympics, we go into teams of five. I am in Team Eastern Region. With my Lakers crowd, I got a gold medal for my throwing because I won first place. I won a ribbon for my running in St. Teresa's Stadium in 2018.
Oh, well done. Brilliant. That's a great achievement. Congratulations. I know you love basketball because you play a lot in school. You keep beating me. You keep winning the games. Do you do cooking at home?
Yes, I do. I'm from Kirka. I made a big chef cake and entered a competition and I won a food processor. My favourite thing I like to bake is chocolate cake and scones and brownies.
Oh, brilliant. I'd love to come around to your house and maybe have dinner in your house. It sounds great. What sort of music do you like?
I like The Great Showman, ABBA, AC/DC, Queen, Issyn, and Elton John.
Oh, brilliant. Nice music. Tell me some more about your school. What do you love about it?
I love my school here in Timber Carrick School. I love my subjects in TY and the activities. I like seeing all my friends and staff. I love getting half days on Wednesdays. That's tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow is Wednesday. Half day tomorrow. Brilliant. So, Michael, that's nearly the end of our podcast. Is there anything else you'd like to say to our audience before we finish?
Just a massive thank you for everyone for listening. in, and I hope your dreams will come true. Be nice to one another. Stay safe, everyone.
Many thanks, Michael, for talking with me today. I hope you enjoy the last few weeks of the school term and have a great time over the summer holidays. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Hello and welcome back to the Temple Carrick podcast. Today we have some interviews from some of the students in our classes, just talking about their favourite celebrities, and then we will discuss our favourite celebrities and why we like them.
A celebrity crush.
Yeah, we have
celebrity crushes as well. Okay, so do you know who's first?
They say their name.
Okay, so they're going to say their name and then their celebrity crush, is it?
And celebrity and favourite.
Okay, yeah. Perfect.
Okay.
I'm Abby and my favourite celebrity is Taylor Swift and my celebrity crush is Tom Holland.
My name is Faith Brock.
Okay, so that was Abby Smullen.
Yeah.
So that one was a bit quiet. We're going to have to
make sure. Yeah, she was outside.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who did you say?
Taylor Swift.
And Tom Holland.
Tom Holland, yeah.
Taylor Swift's a good one. I do like her new album, Taylor's Version.
Yeah,
I like it a lot.
Yeah.
And her old music is still good.
True. Very true. Yeah.
Comes back every now and then.
It does, yeah.
Okay, so next we have Faith.
Rock, my favourite celebrity is Dwayne The Rock Johnson and my celebrity crush is Chris Hemsworth.
Hi, I'm...
Yeah, okay.
I agree with her, Dwayne.
Yeah. Yeah, I love Dwayne Johnson.
Baywatch is so good.
I'm sorry, but like the remake of Baywatch.
Oh, I loved it.
He's just like, I don't know, how does someone look like that?
I know, I'm like, oh.
And Chris Hemsworth?
Fair enough.
Fair.
I see that one too, yeah. Yeah.
I think we all can.
Alright.
Okay, who's next?
Kian. I'm Kian. My favourite celebrity is the Queen of England, and my celebrity crush is the Queen of England.
Okay. I think that one was more of a joke.
Yeah, he didn't know who to say. We're like, just say wrong.
I mean, each to their own.
Yeah. Like, sure. Do you feel like.
Should go for it, like.
Yeah.
My name's Ellen, and my favourite celebrity is Mac Miller, and my celebrity crush is Ralph Macchio, the Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Mac Miller's a good one.
Mac Miller is good.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I don't know the other
Karate
one.
Kid. I don't know the Karate Kid either.
I've seen the movie, but he was like a child in it.
I know.
Well, I guess she means like grown up, maybe.
Yeah. he was like
8 in that or something.
Yeah. He was really young, yeah.
I mean,
each to their own, I guess.
Yeah. Hi, my name's Abby Hill. My favourite celebrity is Kendall Jenner, and my celebrity crush is young Leonardo DiCaprio.
Agreed.
Mm-hmm. For some Romeo and Juliet. For
all the girls in our class were like, oh my god,
the
look at him.
That's
like Leo's coming.
Yeah,
I definitely agree with that one.
No, yeah,
for sure.
Kendall Jenner as well.
Kendall Jenner's a good one.
Yeah.
Good one.
She's a good person to look up to, I think.
Yeah. Most natural out of them all.
She dated Harry Styles.
Yeah.
I'm Abby, and my favourite celebrity is Megamind, and he's also my celebrity crush.
You know what? Fair enough.
I guess.
That's Megamind, the last one.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So that is the opinions of some of our friends.
A lot of Abbies.
I'm going to ask you guys now. So we'll start with Jamie. Who is your favourite celebrity?
Dwayne Johnson.
Okay.
Celebrity crush, Chase Crawford or Lewis Rees Samet.
Okay. Okay, and can I ask you why they're your favourite celebrity?
Favourite celebrity? I mean, who doesn't love Dwayne Johnson?
But is there a specific reason, or is it just because he's Dwayne Johnson?
It's just Dwayne Johnson.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Lily, who's your celebrity crush?
I don't really think about celebrities like that. It's more like characters rather than.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Who would be your favorite character then?
I have no idea. But
we put you on the spot there.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
No problem. If you think of one, just tell me. Hila, who is your
My favourite celebrity would probably be Tom Holland, and celebrity crush is probably Gary Ringrose.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And why do you like Tom Holland?
I love Spider-Man. It's a really funny movie.
Which one?
The Homecoming one, I think, is one I watch.
Yeah.
They're really good, though. They're really funny. Because I never like superhero stuff. Yeah. I've never watched them.
That's a decent movie.
Recently got into the Marvel movies.
Really?
A bit more. Yeah, okay.
What about you?
Yeah. My favourite celebrity.
Whom I wonder.
Okay, well, I'm going to say Louis Tomlinson is my favourite celebrity because I don't want to say the same person.
That's fair. Yeah.
And my celebrity crush is Harry Styles, of course.
That's so fair.
Didn't expect that one at all.
No,
I never talk about him.
No.
Ever.
Definitely not.
You don't know, everything about him.
Why?
It's like family history.
Okay, well, my favourite celebrity is Louis because he's gone through so much and he's so strong.
Yeah.
And I really empathize for him, but I also relate to him.
Yeah.
With his mom having cancer and all that. Yeah. And I mean, just look at Harry. Just look at him.
No,
because
I saw a video on TikTok and it was like, oh, there's an interview at One Direction. They're like, oh, who's the mommy's boy? And they all pointed at him.
Louis.
Yeah, Louis.
Yeah, it's so cute.
Like a cut to an interview. And they're like, oh, we heard about your mom. And I was like,
yeah, no. So and he would always say, I can't live without my mom.
Yeah,
and they were so close.
They seemed really close. Those all family seemed kind of close.
Yeah, they are so really cute. Close.
Yeah.
I just want a reunion.
So,
yeah.
I mean,
okay. Well, do you think Zayn would come back if there was a reunion?
No.
I feel like if he did, there would be a lot to say about public people.
Yeah,
the
reason he left in the first place was for his mental health.
Yeah.
So it depends.
He did this interview and he was talking about how for since the start he just didn't want to be there.
Really?
Yeah, no, I think that he kind of said that because he didn't want the fans to,
Yeah, you see, a lot of things could be twisted.
Because, he was saying, oh, he never talked to Harry or anything, and they were best friends, and you can see that.
Yeah, you can see, videos take them
on. And the night before he left, it was really sudden, the boys didn't even know it was going to happen. Yeah. He rang Harry, I think it was at, 3 a.m., and told him, and they were both just crying on the phone for hours.
Stop.
And that's, the song Walking in the Wind.
That's
what it's about.
Yeah.
That's, they took, quotes from the phone call.
Yeah. I love that song.
Makes
that
me cry so every hard. Time now.
It's getting emotional.
Yeah.
And what about female celebrities? Because we've all said male.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Taylor Swift involves music.
Yeah, for sure.
Selena Gomez as well. She's been through a lot.
Yeah,
she has.
Transplanting, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, she,
Friend, I think.
Yeah, I heard that.
But she did.
Yeah.
It was years ago.
Yeah.
It's a couple of years ago.
She
went through a lot with that.
Yeah.
An addiction, I think she had as well.
Yeah, and Demi Lovato as well.
All
the Disney kind of stars who were forced into it at a young age.
Yeah, but you'll understand it.
And they came out of it really well.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
Okay, so that is all we have time for today. Mm. We're doing an interview with Mr. Wallace in the next podcast.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about women in sport. So that will be good. See you then.
Hi and welcome back to the Temple Card podcast. Today we only have a few minutes, but we're doing a really quick would you rather, so join in if you want to.
Okay, first question, would you rather aliens or robots take over the world first?
Aliens.
Easy. Why?
Robots are terrifying. Yeah, aliens, I feel like they'd be nice.
Yeah, they could be pretty chill.
Yeah.
Okay, question two, would you rather have one real-life get-out-of-jail-free card or have a key that opens any door?
Get-out-of-jail, because then I can rob a bank.
Yeah.
You could rob a bank with the key, though.
Yeah, I would say key. Oh,
no, but then you would get caught if you use the key.
And then you still have to...
You can just be like, give me the money. You don't need a key. The fuck? I would say key because the amount of times...
My bad.
The amount of times I forget my house key.
I need to be like, yeah, you could be a millionaire with a Robin Bank money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's a key that opens any door.
It's such a normal reason.
Okay, well, is it any door?
Yeah.
Oh, so you could open like one door. A bank vault or something.
Yeah.
Away.
No, but you would still get caught though. Like,
yeah, you'd still get caught. People can still see you.
Unless you're stealthy.
But then you could just open the prison key, prison door.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, question three. Would you rather have a rewind button or a pause button for your life?
Rewind.
Pause. Yeah, I'd say rewind.
I'd say rewind, yeah. Because if you pause it, you should be like,
you're like, oh.
You're like, oh, I wish I didn't say that and go back.
Yeah,
but
you
I don't
can't
really
go
actually
back.
Regret anything. Like, yeah, I never really, like, wish I could go back.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel like everything kind of, like,
happens
for
a
reason.
Yeah.
Unless
like,
you
mess your life up if you do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't want, like, I feel like to pause and then, like, think about it and then, like, unpause.
Yeah.
Unless you, like,
then you can also rob a bank.
Yeah.
What if you, like, order something? No, what if you, like, order something at a restaurant and then you're like, this is disgusting. So you, like, reverse. Order something else.
But what if you end up doing it like way too much and then just like messes your whole life up?
Yeah, or you could like pause and then try it and then come back and then unpause.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean? Like just.
And you can pause and study for the test.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Oh, I wish I could pause
and check your notes and then unpause.
Or like if you've no time in the morning, you'd like pause and
yeah.
then just like
yeah.
then
yeah.
get
yeah.
ready
yeah.
and then unpause.
That's
actually good.
Actually, pause, I'd say.
Pause is underrated.
This question was inspired by the pause button. Would you rather be only able to watch Megamind or Fantastic Mr. Fox for the rest of your life?
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Megamind.
Yeah, Megamind.
Because
you know that scene
Megamind,
in Megamind
right.
where he's going so fast
I
that everything's
have a
frozen?
Crush on Megamind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that just me? No, you guys are late. Did you see that
next
video
question.
On TikTok?
Would you rather be in a situation like The Maze Runner or The Hunger Games?
Maze Runner.
Because
you, like, work as a team.
Yeah.
Hunger Games, everyone has
Hunger
to die.
Hunger Games is terrifying.
Like, I'd die in the first, like,
I'd
5 seconds.
Same.
Like,
that would be actually so scary.
Like, oh I'd probably just trip on, like, a leaf
I'd
or something.
I'd probably just eat a bear
and
just, like, die.
Like, Hunger Games,
like,
you literally have to
else.
Kill
I'd
someone.
I'd just fall and just,
yeah.
like,
you can't be
yeah.
the last. You have to be, like, the last person.
Unless,
like, that's
horrible.
Unless
that happened with Katniss and...
Yeah, because you have to kill someone to win.
Yeah.
I would just fall and then they were like, she's out in the first
5 minutes.
Would you rather eat a box of dry pasta or a box of uncooked rice?
Dry pasta.
Dry pasta. I used to do that when I was younger.
No.
But a whole box of it.
I'd have like
very
one
Ill.
Pasta thing.
Like rice, it just wouldn't be as nice.
Yeah.
It'd be like eating
at least pasta
big
has a
sand.
Something.
Yeah.
Okay, this one is really like specific and random.
Okay.
Would you rather have every cat or dog that gets lost end up at your house? Or have everyone's clothes that they lose in the dryer transport to your house?
In the dryer? Do you lose clothes in the dryer?
Do you lose clothes?
Well, not in the dryer necessarily, but anything, any clothes that they lose.
Well, it's kind of like free stuff.
Yeah,
the cats and dogs, like,
your house
they're
really
cat.
Like, you have to be really rich if you wanted to.
Yeah, you'd have to have a huge house. They'd just pile up.
Yeah, and they're strays as well.
You
could
like a Depop and sell everybody's, like, clothes.
Yeah.
Would you rather be unable to have kids or only be able to have triplets with each pregnancy?
Triplets.
Because then you could just have one set of triplets.
Yeah, set of triplets and then.
Yeah.
But what if you want 4 kids and you're like, oh,
yeah.
Adopt.
Well, then I guess you have to have
or
six.
Like, what if you want 2? So you just like kill one. Just
sacrifice.
Oh my god,
Neve.
Well,
I'm
turning into a dark conversation.
Would you rather be transported permanently 500 years into the future or 500 years into the past?
Future.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Why would you go to the past? You already know what happened.
And also, like you would
what
probably die from like disease or something.
500 years ago was
1500. I
know. Was that like the Renaissance period?
Oh,
was that like
cool though?
Yeah. I still would not want to.
That was like
actually,
after Columbus.
Yeah.
In the future,
like,
I feel like
I
the world
go,
will be
I would
destroyed.
Go back to like when our parents grew up, because I feel like that's better.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like I feel
that's
like
not like
40 or 50
years
ago.
Then I guess future, but the world is probably like not even alive then.
Yeah, it'll probably be like
1500s,
like,
everyone just like died when they were like 30. Nobody lived to like old age.
Yeah. Okay, we have enough time for one more question.
Aww,
this is going to be
a
deep question.
Oh my god.
So, would you rather
just rush it.
Would you rather know all the mysteries of the universe or know every outcome of every choice you make ever?
The universe.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I was on a bit of a panic there. I didn't know which one to do.
Okay, that's all we have time for.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.
13CD podcast. I'm Ella.
I'm Cahill.
I'm Keelan.
I'm Sally.
And today we're going to be talking about some stories. Keelan, do you want to take over?
Okay, so I heard recently that a plane with around 70 people were just flying casually to Chile. And I don't know what happened, but like, I think a plane engine broke or something, and then they went plummeting down to the mountains, the Andes Mountains. And there was like a story about this guy who was he was on the plane, and when he was looking back, the whole thing just like gone, disappeared. Or like it didn't disappear, but like it broke off, you know, when they crashed. And then
oh, sorry, continue.
Sorry, Cole was just, he was doing something. And then they were in the mountains. So they had no food, or like they had some food, but not much. And then when the plane crashed, only around 24 of them survived. And they jumped out of the plane, but once it was snowing. So it was, when they jumped out, it was like, it was up to their waist, up full of snow, so they had to come right back in. And then they built a wall out of suitcases to, like, keep the heat, hot air in. And then they survived, like, a couple of days with the rationed food they had. And then they melted snow in the sun, like, sun heat to, like, make water. And well, then they kind of ran out of food. And that was a problem. So
obviously, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then people started like getting hungry, and then one person said, "If I die, you can eat me." So then they decided to become cannibals, and they started eating people because they had no other choice.
Only the dead people, or did they actually
kill?
Yeah,
only the dead people. So, like, they weren't actually killing people, but they were eating people.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they could preserve them because they were in the ice. So, it was kind of just like eating human sushi. And
one way of putting it, yeah.
And then the guy was saying that one day he heard, like, 70,000 horses galloping towards them, which was an avalanche. And a huge snow avalanche came, and I think 9 people died because of that, and then others were out to dig the other people out. And then I think it was like 50 days or like 60 days later, like in snow with no help, 3 people went on a mission to find like people, and one person came back and said he just couldn't go on, but he didn't know if the other two survived. And turns out the other two did survive, and they found help. So on the 72nd day of them being stranded in the snow, they heard the helicopters, everyone was happy, and in total, I think only around 9 or 14 people survived.
Wow.
And yeah.
That's crazy.
Big story.
It would have been pretty tough up there, 72 days.
Mm-hmm.
That's freezing as
no
well.
Internet as well. That'd be tough.
Did they try making contact earlier?
They found a radio so they could hear them, but they couldn't actually talk
respond,
to them.
Yeah.
So they heard like on the second day that the search party was cancelled, and they thought there was no hope.
Oh my gosh.
But they pulled through.
Yeah. Why do you think they cancelled the search party so early?
I don't know. Probably because it was like such a low chance of finding them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, crashing into a mountain, or like you don't really see many survivors. Yeah.
You'd think they'd all be dead.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Okay, and
also, surely that snow water would not have been the cleanest thing.
Nah, it would be clean, because like, what? Who would have peed on it, or who would have done anything to it.
Animals.
Because it was yeah. it was like pure rain. Pure rain, pure snow.
Yeah, but like that's still like
I eat snow sometimes. It's literally, it's like pure white. It's nothing. It's not bad.
Yeah, but it's like touch the ground, you know.
Like what if the top layer? It's like a meter full of snow. I don't think they'd be digging to the bottom to get the snow.
Well, at least they had like a water source. Because you can survive much longer on just water than food.
Yep. And they did have like human sushi, so it wasn't that bad.
The whole eating people there, like, I don't know.
Not gonna lie, I probably would have done it.
I don't know.
If you were in that situation, I don't know.
I'd be feasting.
You can't really say unless, like, you were there, because you don't know. Like, you can say now, like, oh, yeah, I'd never do that. Like, God, I don't know why they did that. But, like, until you're in that scenario, you don't really know what you're going to do.
Oh, I'm not even going to lie. I would have done that. I would have eaten them. I'm sorry, but, like,
feeling the cannibal.
Survival instincts. Like, I wouldn't kill them, but I'd eat them.
Well, I think that's all we have time for now.
Yeah.
Interesting story. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm. So, we'll see you later.
Adios.